Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Down in Louisiana, we've had some weather, but here I want to give you the meditation for the day. May peace and grace be upon your life from Ephesians chapter 2. It reads in the fifth verse, "Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together." The word quickened means made us alive, "and together with Christ, by grace ye are saved." Now, in the 8th verse, it mentioned more about that and tell us that it's a gift. But I want to just get in the 6th verse now. "And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So by grace, we sit with Christ now. Now, the emphasis is in the 7th verse, but I want to tell you something about the 7th verse. "That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ." Notice the statement, "the exceeding riches of his grace." The grace of the Christian is royal, magnificent, and unlosable. You have to stick with that. See, this grace is a grace of eternity. And it's royalty. It's a raw grace because it's God's favor that is on your life. If you're going through something now, stick with it. His favor is sure to come on your behalf. Sometimes it's a setup. Sometimes it's a backup. But always remember, there's going to be a comeback if you're dealing with anything this morning. Secondly, altogether sufficient, his grace is altogether sufficient to meet the requirement of your morals and spiritual delinquencies and bankruptcy. In other words, in the grace of Christ, you're a believer, you have accepted Christ. Now, if you're not a believer, you've got to accept Christ because this is for believers. But if you're a believer, all of us have spiritual delinquencies and bankruptcies that we don't really fully complete things as we should sometimes. But grace is there to take care of our past, present, and future sin. And then the goodness of God will lead you to repentance when you do wrong. And it will convict you of righteousness. See, a lot of times people just won't be convicted of sin. But the Bible says in John Gospel chapter 16, the believer, he will convict of righteousness, bring you back to the understanding of who you are, who you should be, and what you should be doing. And not only that, and wholly adequate for even the greatest trial, financial, physical, mental, or spiritual. So you see, this grace that God has given us is exceedingly rich to handle all things that may come in our life. The problem has been, without grace teaching, without the ministry of grace, we have tried to do everything as Christian by the law. And it has caused condemnation, it has caused defeat, it has caused fear, it has caused unrestful consciousness, feeling guilty all the time. But I have good news for you today. If you listen to this mission, read those scriptures, and read Ephesians over and over again. The first 3 chapters are telling you about your wealth in Christ, your wealth in grace. And you're not going to understand the wealth, and see these riches, the unsearchable riches of Christ, unless you understand grace. I believe you're going to make it. Listen to this over and over again. It will share with you some things you may be going through that by your faith and by the grace of God, you're going to win. God bless.